from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, on his first full day as president, again on Tuesday, Donald Trump was repeatedly questioned by reporters about his pardons of January 6th participants. Speaking from the White House, Trump said he judged their cases to be unfair.
He was given many years in jail. I thought it was very excessive. And at least the cases that we looked at, these were people that actually love our country, so we thought a pardon would be appropriate.
Roughly 1,500 criminal defendants charged in the Capitol attack received clemency. New Jersey will elect a new governor in November, but this year's election could also mark a return to office for a former governor who left in disgrace. Jim McGreevy is running to become the mayor of Jersey City. In a five-person race, McGreevy is considered the front runner. On Sunday, current governor Phil Murphy will endorse McGreevy at an event planned for a local church. McGreevy has raised $2 million to fund his campaign, nearly twice the other candidates combined. Acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol and many other cold and cough medicines and fever reducers, is safe and effective when used correctly, but taking too much can lead to liver failure and death, says Bruce Ruck, managing director of the NJ Poison Control Center.
So please read the active ingredients. Only take one product at a time if it has acetaminophen, and make sure you follow the instructions very carefully.
Adults should never take more than the maximum daily limit of 4,000 milligrams of acetaminophen from all medicines combined in a 24-hour period. Netflix subscription prices are going up. The streamer announced Tuesday the standard plan without ads is increasing by $2.50 to $17.99 a month. Its ad-supported tier will go up $1, and if you have the premium tier with four simultaneous streams, that's going up $2 to $24.99. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Do we have to worry about any bad storms? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next substantial chance of snow or rain isn't until next week. That's not great news necessarily. We are still in drought, and season-to-date snowfall is running behind normal for most of the state. Now, we're going to talk about cold temperatures, but things are about to get a little bit better. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Those are going to fall to around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, highs in the upper 20s. We're getting there. Friday, we have a shot at above freezing temperatures, barely. Lower 30s with plenty of sunshine. Now, we move into the weekend, and we're finally warming to more seasonable levels. Still chilly Saturday, sunshine and lower 30s. Sunday, expect increasing clouds and highs near 40 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Elizabeth, 20 degrees, Lakewood 21, Sea Isle City 23, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.